This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we continue with the series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick shows us how we benefit when we apply the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love to our lives. Now, in just a little while, we're going to tell you about how you can get the brand new set of 52 Bible verse memorization cards for this series called Building My Life on Values That Last. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com. If you want, you can connect with us by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Showing Fairness.
On the back of your outline, Ecclesiastes 3:17, read this verse with me. In due season, God will judge everything a man does. Circle the phrase, in due season. What he's saying here is that today is not the end of the story. The final chapter has not been written. The books have not been closed. The balances, God has not balanced the books yet. Now, never forget this. Never forget this. One day, there is going to be a judgment day. Inevitably. I don't care if you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, there is going to be a judgment day where one day I personally stand before God and give an account of my life, the good, the bad, and whether I received His Son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior or not. And one day you are going to stand before God on that judgment day, and you are going to give an account of your life to the Creator who made you, the good and the bad, and whether you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior or not. And when that happens, God is going to settle the score. God is going to even the odds. He is going to balance the books. And the things that weren't just in this world, He's going to right the wrongs then, and justice will be meted out with fairness and with severity. No doubt about it. Ultimately, there's going to be a day of accounting where each of us answers to God. So, they may not get their justice here on earth, but they will one day. Because the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah that God is a God of justice. Now, if I didn't believe that, I would be in absolute despair. Because the truth is, today, evil people get away with murder all the time. All the time in this world. Just read the news. And rights are violated, and injustices do occur, and people are treated unfairly, and they are oppressed, and all kinds of things happen. And nobody ever corrects them. To me, it would be a travesty if somebody like Adolf Hitler, who put 6.5 million Jewish people through ovens, to just get away with it. To get away with that, with no punishment. That is unthinkable. And so God says, I am going to be a God of justice. He says, just be patient in due time. The odds are going to be even. So why not now, God? Why don't you do it right now? Why don't we just mete out justice today? Because of answer number three. The third reason is that God is allowing injustice in the world because it shows we need a Savior. It shows that we need a Savior. It shows what we're really like on the inside. Now, there is a very popular idea going around today that basically goes like this. Human beings are inherently good. That everybody's basically a good person. And that everybody is basically unselfish. It's just environment that makes us all do bad things. Now, anybody who's had children knows that kids are born with a selfish nature. It is the nature. The first they come out of the womb going, I, you know, feed me, care me, I'm the center of the attention, everything like that, of course. But we want to all think that we're basically good. You know, oh yeah, we'll admit, yes, I have some weaknesses, I have some faux pas, some faults, I have some areas I need to work on, rough edges, personality quirks, but we don't want to call it what it is, sin. I'm no sinner. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm not perfect, but I'm no sinner. So God says, okay, all right, you think you're basically good? You think human nature is basically unselfish? Here's what I'll do. I'm just going to step back and let human nature take its course in the world. And we'll just show you what happens when God isn't in the picture. And he says, you know what? I'm going to allow people to make their own choices. And I'm going to allow people to show their true nature. And we'll just see what happens in the world. And if you want to know what it is, just pick up the newspaper. The fact is, without God in the situation, people are very inhuman to each other. Very inhuman to each other. I don't know how many of you remember that English classic we all had to read in high school, Lord of the Flies. Remember that book? And the basic presupposition behind that book was, if you take God out of the picture, and you take law and justice out of the picture, given the right situations, people start treating each other and acting like animals. They prey on each other. And they take advantage of each other. Because my nature is basically selfish. I think more about me than I do about you. And you know what? You do too. You think more about yourself than you do about anybody else. It's nature. It's your human nature. And so God says, I'll just let the world happen, and we'll show you what you really like, so you show you that you really do need me. You need a Savior. In Ecclesiastes 3, verse 18, it says, God is letting the world go on its sinful way so he can test mankind. Circle the word test. See, injustice is a test. It reveals human nature, shows what we're really like inside. So he can test, and men will see. Now notice, God already knows. It's so that we will see that they are no better than beast. You say, boy, that's pretty blunt. What do you mean we're no better than beast? What he's saying here is that human beings without God tend to start acting like animals. And we hear it all the time, these shocking stories of things like gang rape and abuse and violence and children killing parents and senseless acts of violence in society to innocent people who have no reason to be hurt. And we hear about these gangs doing these things called wildings, where they just go on these wild sprees and they go through the city and find anybody who looks innocent or helpless or weak, and then they just kill them and take everything they've got. Now, if you believe in evolution, you shouldn't have a problem with this. When you say, well, because you're an animal anyway. They say evolution says human beings are just an animal with a bigger brain. You don't have a soul. You don't have a spirit. You're just an animal with a bigger brain. So you should not be surprised then why people act like animals. On the other hand, God says, no, you're not an animal. But when I'm not in your life, you tend to act like one sometimes. And you tend to do beastly things to other people. Inhuman things. Anytime I hear anybody say, well, I believe man is inherently good, I want to say, well, then how do you explain Auschwitz and other atrocities, Buchenwald, and the killing fields of Cambodia, and the ethnic cleansings of Bosnia, and what was going on in Kuwait before Desert Storm happened? How do you explain all that? That's not inherent goodness you're seeing shown there. Now here's the point. One day God's going to have a judgment day and he's going to settle the score and it's going to be even. But before that happens, I need a Savior. And you do too. Because one day when you stand for God and God says, let me look at your life, you're not going to want justice. You're going to want mercy. Thank God he doesn't give us what we deserve.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
One of the most popular study resources we've ever offered would have to be our Bible verse scripture cards. We get a ton of requests for them, and we've just added another set of 52 cards to this already amazing collection. Don't miss this opportunity to get these brand new scripture cards based on the key verses found in this series. And if you'd like to get one of our equally popular Daily Hope scripture boxes to hold your cards, they're available, along with the Bible verse cards, at the PastorRick.com store. You'll also find additional sets of Bible verse cards that you can add to your collection. And when you sign up for convenient automated monthly billing, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. There's only 2 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Thank God he doesn't give us what we deserve. If we did, none of us have a chance of getting into heaven because it's perfect and we're not. And so God says, you need a Savior and I will show mercy for those who ask for it through my son Christ. There's a fourth reason why God allows injustice and unfairness in the world, and that is because it can build character. It can build character. Now, character is never built when things are easy. Character is built in the tough times of life. The Bible says suffering produces character. Now, when I had you write down the phrase, it can build character, would you circle the word can? Because I'm not saying that it does build character. I'm saying that it can build character. Suffering does not automatically produce character. It only produces character when you choose to respond to it in the right way. I know a lot of people who've suffered a tremendous amount, and they have no character at all. They're bitter, cynical, dried up, shriveled heart human beings. Why? Because instead of becoming better through the suffering, they've become bitter through the suffering. So all suffering does not automatically build character. It only builds character if you choose to respond to it in the right way. As an example of somebody who's responded to the unfair situation and events of life, and remain sweet, and actually has grown through these experiences. And I wanted you to hear her story today. Would you give her a warm welcome?
As a child and a teenager, I lived a fairly normal life. And at the age of 19, I was in love and engaged to be married. Just as I was ready to be married, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I quickly learned that life isn't always fair. There was no good reason for why this was happening to me. It was simply unfair. In spite of this shocking news, our wedding happened as scheduled, and Tim and I were married. As time passed, our love produced two beautiful daughters, Carrie and Kobe. My girls are the most valuable gifts given to me from God. Although my health continued to deteriorate, I was determined to not let my limitations stop our family from enjoying life to the fullest. Our family was quite a team. But inside myself, I was fighting a bigger battle. I was totally driven to hide my inadequacies from my husband. I didn't want to be a burden to him. So I became very creative, and I learned to mask my pain in order to maintain a normal, active lifestyle. During the progression of my disease, I went from using a cane to using a walker and now using a wheelchair. At each stage, it didn't seem fair. Then one day, my husband was injured in a water skiing accident, which left him temporarily disabled too. Now we were both in wheelchairs. To Tim, this really seemed unfair. Why was God allowing this? But oddly enough, at that moment, our circumstances seemed to be very fair to me. It was a one time in our marriage when I felt we were equal. I fondly remember coming home with groceries and loading them on the back of our wheelchairs, and then racing to the front door to see who could get in the house first. Shortly after Tim's recovery, I was given a glimmer of hope about my health. I was allowed to try an experimental treatment that was supposed to put my MS into remission. However, the treatment was unsuccessful. In fact, all it did is make things worse. The stress and the burden of these experiences caused a great strain on our marriage. At this vulnerable moment, another woman entered Tim's life. She was able to give to Tim what I no longer could. A divorce concluded our marriage. Once again, circumstances that I could not control conspired against me. It has now been 8 years since my divorce. During this time, God has taught me many wonderful lessons, and all the while, He has been by my side, leading me and softening my heart. The first lesson I've learned is that the only way to freedom and contentment when faced with unfairness is forgiveness. I cannot hold on to my hurt and be happy at the same time. The second lesson I've learned is to keep my eyes on God, not my unfair circumstances. Throughout the years, my recipe for handling unfairness has been to look beyond the frustrating problems and look into God's loving eyes and feel His comforting arms. Honestly, I don't think anyone can handle the major heartbreaks in life without trusting God. You may survive the hurt without Him, but you won't grow without Him helping you. A third lesson I've learned is to allow other people that God brings into my life to help me. God never meant for us to be totally independent of each other. When you can't do even the simplest tasks, you learn the value of other people. Another lesson I've learned is to keep stepping out in faith. You have to take risks. You can't pull back into a shell with your hurt. In spite of your limitations, in spite of my limitations, God has helped me manage a home, finances, and raise my two teenage daughters. Finally, I've learned the importance of maintaining a joyful attitude and appreciating God's goodness to me in so many ways. In closing, I want to say something to those of you who are feeling lonely or discouraged or rejected or feeling like life has treated you unfairly. No matter what you are going through right now, if you will give your life and your situation to Jesus, He will turn it around and use it for good in your life. As the Bible says, God will make all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord. Thank you.
You probably haven't gone through what Donna did, but you've gone through some unfair experiences in life, and you've thought, why me, God? Why did this happen to me? I didn't ask for this family that you put me in. I didn't ask for my spouse to have an affair or to walk out on me. I didn't want that divorce. I didn't ask for this illness. In other words, you just feel like you've been dealt a bad hand, and it just isn't fair. Maybe there was a business partner who stole you blind. Or maybe you poured yourself into a child, and they were ungrateful and actually became rebellious. Or you had a friend stab you in the back. Or you had a parent who mistreated you or ignored you. When other people had good parents. Or you had a relationship that died. Or you had a loved one that died when you needed them. Or you had a boss who took advantage of you. The point is that everybody has their own story of unfairness. What does God want you to do when you face the inevitable injustices of life? Because they are going to come. He wants you to do three things. Number one, accept it gracefully. Accept it gracefully with God's grace. Don't be surprised when people treat you unfairly. Jesus said it's going to happen. He says, in the world you will have trouble. And we live in a fallen world. And the Bible tells us this. Don't be surprised at the terrible trouble which comes to test you. Don't think that something strange is happening to you. But be happy that you are sharing in Christ's suffering so that you will be full of joy when Christ comes again in glory. What's he saying here? He's saying you cannot prevent people from hurting you. You're going to be hurt. But you can choose your response. And so you should see every injustice, every unfair thing, when they got that and I didn't get that. What made them deserve it? I deserve this. Instead, you are to accept it gracefully rather than becoming bitter or complaining or whatever. Use it as an opportunity to develop character. Number two, respond lovingly. Respond particularly to the people who hurt you. Respond to the offender lovingly. Now, when somebody hurts you, they expect you to retaliate. They expect you to seek revenge. When somebody hurts you, they expect you to fight back and try to hurt them. And God says, I want you to do the exact opposite thing of what they expect. You take the moral high ground. And instead of returning tit for tat, evil for evil, bad for bad, he says, I want you to not try to get even, but you take the moral high ground and you return love to the very people who hurt you, who are unfair to you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, one of the things that you ask us about the most here on Daily Hope are the Bible memorization cards. We get a lot of requests for them, so Pastor Rick has added another deck of 52 scripture cards based on Bible verses to go along with our current series. These graphically designed cards will encourage you to spend time learning the Word of God, something you hear Pastor Rick talking about all the time. We'll send you the Building My Life on Values That Last Bible memorization cards to say thanks for your financial support of this ministry. And when you sign up for the convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com or you can call 800-600-5004. And thanks so very much for your support. There's only 2 days left to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Some of you may not know that Daily Hope is broadcast each day on Heartline Radio in Jakarta, Indonesia. Let me share a testimony I got from a man named Alex who lives there in Indonesia. Dear Pastor Rick, I've been blessed by learning the Word of God delivered by you. Almost every night, I share the topics that I hear on Daily Hope with my children when we pray at night before bed. Pastor Rick, you and your broadcast have blessed our family. We pray that Daily Hope Ministry will continue to reach more and more people, not only in Indonesia, but all over the whole world. Alex, I want to thank you for blessing us with this note. This is the kind of note that keeps us going, that keeps us serving and working. I'm so glad you're sharing God's truth with your children. Now, the reason Alex is able to hear Daily Hope in Indonesia is because of your generous financial support and from other listeners like you. We're able to take this message all around the world. I just want to say to you, thank you for your regular financial support. We love you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.